This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Shelby Shear, here with...
Jason Shear in our post-COVID edition.
Post-COVID, because guess what, guys? We said last week Jason wasn't sick, and he was. And he was really sick with COVID, so we're both recovered. Jason does sound a little stuffy, but we're on the other side of it, and we're all now healthy. So, huzzah. We made it to be able to deliver this podcast to you tonight. Well, when you listen to it, maybe in your car on the way to work tomorrow. But we're going to be talking about Arizona football. The win totals were out in Vegas today, so we have some questions around that. And I guess we're just going to jump right in.
Jump right in, Shelby.
Boom. Number one, Arizona's win total in Vegas from one outlet was released, and it is over under 2.5 wins. What was your original thoughts when you saw this, Jason?
Well, let's look at the context of this, Shelby. It is the lowest in the Pac-12. That means that Vegas believes that Arizona is the worst team in the Pac-12, or at least will finish with the least amount of wins, because it takes out-of-conference schedule in mind. Colorado is at 3.5 wins. So those are the two worst teams. I don't think, off the top of my head, there's anyone at 4.5. There's a bunch of teams at 5.5 wins, including ASU. So my first reaction was I thought that it would be at 3.5. Look, at the end of the day, Arizona was still one of the worst teams in the country last season, and it still has to get over that or kind of get rid of that stigma.
Got to earn some stripes.
Right, you got to earn it, right? And I know there's people on the board saying that Arizona's going to make a bowl game. I think that's crazy, but we'll save that for another podcast. My initial reaction is that I think it's low. I really do.
It does feel low.
I also understand it because we've said this before. There is no gimme game with Arizona's out of conference. You look at everyone's, like, ASU's a 5.5. People say, my God, 5.5. ASU sucks this season. Well, they play NAU and Eastern Michigan. So that's two wins right there, right? And then, you know, you look at other teams and they've got these easy. Well, Arizona's got at San Diego State in a brand new stadium. They got North Dakota State, which is one of the best teams in the country in their division. And they got an SEC school in Mississippi State. It is very possible, if not likely, that Arizona is an underdog in those three games.
Did Greg Byrne pick the schedule?
Football schedules are set. It's so different than basketball. It's set like 40 years in advance. I could see Arizona as a favorite at North Dakota State because it's at home. I would not be surprised if Arizona is like a 3-point underdog. Like that's a good football team. So right there, let's say Arizona goes 0-3. Well, now all of a sudden, you think Arizona is going to get three conference wins. So really, it comes down to this. Do you think Arizona will be able to steal an out-of-conference game? And in my opinion, I do.
I do too.
So I believe that Arizona is low, but I also get the rationale behind it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's fair. I think it's fair, but there's always the intangibles, especially with Arizona football. So, all right, what is Arizona's biggest obstacle to getting more than the 2.5?
By the way, while you were asking that, I was looking up Colorado's schedule. And now I don't. So Colorado's at 3.5, right?
Right.
Well, they've got TCU at home, at Air Force, at Minnesota. So that's not Arizona-Colorado. That's going to be the game of the year. Anyway, sorry. Arizona's biggest obstacle to getting more than the 2.5 wins is very simple. I'm going to go away from what I just said in number one because the biggest obstacle is clearly the schedule. Arizona's got one of the hardest schedules in the country, right? So the biggest obstacle to me is the defense. And I know that's kind of a large overarching
quite a large answer.
But I just think that at the end of the day, I'm laughing because my dad just texted me that now my brother-in-law has COVID. So literally the whole Shear family has had COVID like this past week. So anyway.
Except our oldest daughter who is
knock on wood, dude. True story. I emailed my dad the night before I got COVID. I said, COVID is for losers. Colds are for winners. I don't have COVID. And then I woke up with a fever and I had COVID like 5 hours after that email. And all he did was forward me that email. So he's an asshole. Anyway, back to
sorry, David.
So biggest obstacle is the defense. Look, it's the personnel on the defense. There's still some major gaps. It's the defensive transition. We don't know really at the end of the day what the defense is going to look like. Do I think it could be better than last year? Yeah, but it's not like... Look, Arizona forced like one turnover all last year. Or at least it felt that low. It was stupid low. And then, of course, you know, the red zone offense. If you want to look at the offense, I think the offense will be better. But the offensive line kind of makes me a little skeptical. But I think games this season will be won on Arizona's ability to increase their red zone productivity. And then the defense. I have a lot of questions about the defense. And it's not a knock on the players or the coaches. Anytime there's a lot of change, you can't just say, it's man, just Arizona's going to go from bad to freaking awesome. It's just hard to do. Like, even with the offense, I think the offense is going to be much better. But the reality is, it can't be worse. It was bad.
It was really bad.
So what's much better? Like, eighth in the conference? Which still isn't very good.
We just need some games.
But if Arizona's
games,
offense...
We just need, like, some right. games. That's all we're looking for.
If Arizona's offense finishes eighth in the conference, you're like, well, hell yeah, that's way better than it was last year, right? So I know it's kind of an overarching answer, but there's not, like, one thing where I point to. Like, last year, I would have said quarterback play. No doubt in my mind, quarterback play is the biggest obstacle. I don't feel that way again. You know, I think there's a little more to it this season.
You mentioned you think it will be over... Why is that?
I'm glad you asked, Shelby.
Thanks, babe.
The reason I feel it'll be over is because 2.5 wins to me is you're basically not allowing for any upsets. Like, I think Arizona could beat ASU this year. I think ASU is in shambles. I think Arizona could beat Colorado. I think Arizona could beat North Dakota State at home. I could think that Arizona could go to San Diego State with a new quarterback. San Diego State has a lot of new roster pieces. Braxton Burmeister, revenge game, you know, he's been...
Also, we're going to be at that game.
Yeah, I'm going to be at that game because I love San Diego. I'll be there next week. And, you know, I just think that when you look at Arizona's schedule, I just feel like, look, I'm not saying Arizona's a bold team. I said that earlier, I think that's nuts. Props to all you guys that can go through life that optimistic. I'm not one of them. But I think Arizona can beat one of those home games. I don't think they'll go 0-3 and not at a conference. At Cal, to me, is a winnable game early in the year. Colorado at Arizona is a winnable game. Washington State at home is a winnable game. And ASU at home is a winnable game. I think that...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Arizona is, to me, a 2.5. Let's say, like, Arizona wins two games. Huge disappointment. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any defending that if you're Jed Fish. I think if Jed Fish wins, like, four games, cool. Like I said on the message board, like, that's fine with me. There needs to be some kind of tangible improvement. Two wins, to me, feels like nothing. It's just a huge disappointment from where this team was last year to this year.
And if you look at last year's losses, and again, we've said this on our podcast, there wasn't a blowout moment. There was those moments where they rallied and our offense just wasn't good enough. Our quarterback play wasn't good enough. But if they had been like, what, 25% better, there were always games where it's like, holy crap, Arizona might win this game. And it, that is what was frustrating. So if you have any market improvement in your quarterback play, in your defense being able to, you know,
well,
make some
like,
stops, I mean, there could be some wins there.
Like, look, let's just go from the beginning.
Okay, let's do it.
BYU, they lost by 8. I won't say that was a winnable
And it's always
game.
Fourth quarter,
it was,
too.
It was, but I won't say it's winnable. I won't get crazy. NAU, if Arizona had a quarterback that could actually throw the ball down the field, they would have won that game.
They should have won that game.
I mean, that was some of the worst quarterbacking you've ever seen. Oregon, I'm not going to say they should have won at Oregon, but that wasn't a 41-19 game. Like, Arizona had 5 turnovers and were in the game going into the fourth quarter, right? The Washington game wasn't awful. You know, only lost by 5. USC game, only a touchdown. Utah game, only by 9. You know, the worst games, obviously, the UCLA game was ugly. At Colorado was obviously, like, the low point of the season. The low point of the season actually might have been the win over Cal. It's one of the worst football games I've ever seen.
But we'll take a W.
Right. And so, like, they were in a lot of these games. And really, you say to yourself, well, if Arizona had a red zone offense, how many wins would it have? So let's just add 2.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Arizona's a 3-win team. Beat the over.
Yep.
Right? And so that way to me is like, if I think that Jaden Delora is that much better than a Will Plummer, Gunnar Cruz, and I do, then it's difficult for me not to just add 2 wins and say, you know what? Quarterbacking is worth 2 wins. Arizona's a 3-4 win football team. I don't want to jump ahead because of one of our questions later. But I just believe that it'll be over because I am confident that the jump in quarterback in overall personnel and depth, like at the wide receiver position. I'll just say, I think the offense is going to be good enough to win more football games than last year. That's it. That's the simple. Boom.
Okay, boom. That was a long answer, but I like it. Number 4, looking at the schedule, are there any games you feel really good about? Any games you don't? We've already touched base on a couple, but we'll go more in depth.
No.
Oh, okay, wait. Okay, podcast over. Bye, guys.
All right, let's just go through it, right?
Okay.
I don't feel great about at San Diego State, but I don't think it's impossible. I don't feel great about versus Mississippi State, but I don't think it's impossible. And I don't feel great about North Dakota State, but I don't think it's impossible. Same thing with Cal, right? Like, Arizona, I'm not saying Arizona's going to go 4-0.
Cal's always a wonky game.
But I don't think Arizona's going to be major underdogs in any of those games. Like, I think when San Diego starts, Arizona will probably be 4.5, 5 points. Mississippi State, same deal. Colorado at Arizona should win that game. Oregon at home, family weekend, Arizona should lose that game.
But it'll be fun.
At Washington, I don't think Washington's very good, but going at Washington in October, we've done that before.
We went on our honeymoon.
Right? It was crap. It's hard to win there. Versus USC, homecoming, not happening. At Utah, not happening. So then you get at UCLA, I don't see why not.
Maybe.
But then you get Washington State at home and ASU at home, which are 2 very winnable games. So when I look at the schedule, the games I probably feel pretty good about, there's probably 2 or 3, and there's probably 2 or 3 that are more up in the air.
There's a lot of demoralizing losses, like, in between those wins, though. Like, how do you lose? Okay, we're going to beat ASU at the end of the season?
You look at Arizona's schedule, and it's trash.
It's so hard.
It's trash, because you go versus Oregon. I'm laughing. Oregon at home, at Washington, USC at home, at Utah, at UCLA.
God like, damn it, Greg Byrne.
That's the Pac-12. It's like, what are we doing here? Right? That's just a diarrhea schedule. So, you know, and I've said it, like, Arizona has a stupid schedule. Like, it's stupid. And we had a debate, remember, on the message board, I was like, dude, I'd buy out North Dakota State. And people were like, no, that's embarrassing. And I was like, look, I don't care about embarrassing. I care about wins. And, you know, the joke is, you schedule like a team like NAU and Arizona lost to a team like NAU. I don't care, right? You schedule, like, you look at future schedules, right? 2023, NAU, at Mississippi State, the return game, UTEP. That's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
2024, New Mexico and NAU at home at Kansas State. Heck yeah. 2025, I'm going all the way. Hawaii, Weber State, Kansas State. Hell yeah. And then, again, you got the great idea, 2028, at Nebraska. 2030, if I'm still alive, at Virginia Tech. And then, 2032, when I'm, how old am I in 2032?
I don't know.
10 years, I'll be 50.
What?
Right?
Yeah, sure. No, 48.
Yeah, oh, thanks, baby. At Alabama.
Wow.
If Nick Saban that happens. Nick Saban might be dead by then.
If so, that happens.
Yeah, Lane Kiffin coached Alabama. Wow. Be fun. So, if college football exists. But I'm all about that Weber State, Utah type of deal. That's the kind of schedule Arizona needs. You know, Rich Rod had it right.
Yeah, and that's you what you need those, to succeed.
If you, it's not just succeed. If you want to rebuild your program and kind of trick people into wins, like, oh, look at that team. They got 5 wins this year. What a rebound. Like, no, we played shit teams all year. Like, we only really won 2 conference games. But that's what I would do when rebuilding a program. But feel really good about probably like 2 games.
Okay, that's fair. All right, last question, number 5. It's only May, and a lot can change. But what is the Jason Shear over under?
I'm so it's got to be the half. You got to have the half in it. Mm-hmm. So I'm in between 3.5 and 4.5. I think 4.5 is really high. Yeah. I think 3.5 is fair. I could see Arizona winning 3 games, which is still 2 wins more than last year. Still a jump. You're doubling the amount, tripling the amount of wins. But I could see it winning. Arizona only had 1 win last year.
True.
I'm good at math. Don't worry. Or you could say Arizona wins 4 games in which, I mean, we're just going nuts.
Wow. That'd be amazing.
People are shrieking in the street. So I would say I would have had it 3.5. I think Colorado and Arizona are probably even. I don't think there's a big difference in between those two teams.
Colorado has a buffalo, though.
Whatever. I ate buffalo once. Or is it bison? Are they the same thing?
I believe they are.
I'll eat anything. I don't care. I'll eat a cougar. I'll eat a husky. No, I won't eat a husky. Now I'm going through the conference teams of...
Duck.
I'd eat a duck.
But ASU, it's a...
I'd eat beaver.
I was waiting. Waiting for you to say that. Yeah. I hope you guys are laughing right now. Because he's blushing. Like, really bad.
Cougar?
Yeah, but how do you eat a sun devil?
You go to church.
Forks up, baby.
Gucci Mane's on TV.
Yeah, but they're not watching the TV with us as we record this.
I'm sorry, I got distracted by Gucci Mane and then Big Baby, who is now 600 pounds, it looks like. Anyway, with that being said, 1 week from today, we will be preparing to go to Disneyland. We're going to pre-record a bunch of podcasts. We're going to have questions and such. There will be basketball news this week, I promise. It'll be good. So we'll have another podcast probably within the next 48 hours.
What could it potentially Blenry be about?
Blenry Bisar.
Blenry Bleesar? Who's that?
We'll find out. Anyway, thank you for joining Shelby and I. We're going to go find out who has COVID now.
Bear down.
You know what the best part of this next week is going to be, Shelby?
What?
Preparing for all the eventual hell that's going to come up as soon as I get in that car and start driving to Anaheim next week.
I know. I'm going to have to monitor your phone as we drive.
I like planning and then just throwing it out the window, literally and figuratively.
Because we got a commitment.
If you're going to be in Disneyland, let me know. We'll go on Space Mountain together.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk.
No.
You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter and he said, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.